A proposed expansion of Adams Village on West Tap Road is one more new housing complex that would dedicate a percentage of its units to what's termed as workforce housing. In this instance, the developer, Regency Consolidated Residential, voluntarily offered workforce housing to the city without having to be asked. But being located in the city's southwest quadrant, how accessible will it be to workers? WFHB correspondent Sarah Vaughn brings us that story for today's WFHB Community Report.
Last week, the City Council approved changing the Woolery Planned Unit Development on Tap Road to allow for more residential development. This change opens the door for Regency Consolidated Residential to expand its existing Adams Village apartment complex onto the 8-acre parcel that now lays open between Adams Village and Bloomington United Gymnastics. Part of the appeal of the change is a commitment by Regency to make 10% of the 111 new units available as workforce housing. Other developers who have created workforce housing within new apartment complexes have received tax abatements as an incentive. Last summer, the city approved giving a $1.3 million tax break to developer HM Mack in exchange for a 99-year commitment to provide workforce housing at its new Urban Station complex downtown. Jim McKinney, chairman of the board of Regency Consolidated Residential, says Regency doesn't need a tax abatement.
It was made available to us. I am aware that we could have gone for that, but we decided not to. Tax abatement is appropriate where a community wishes to have development that otherwise pure business economics would not cause it to happen. In the case of Adams Village, the property is a reasonably good investment by Regency, and we were not in need of the tax abatement to make the thing work and to provide that attractive return to our investors. So we turned it down. It's my opinion that such offers of abatement really belong to economic development opportunities that would not exist if it weren't for the abatement being offered. But in the case of Adams Village, it was not necessary.
In fact, McKinney said Regency is giving the city money.
With the process of approval for the project that's now known as Evolve, where Dunhill Apartments used to be, the developer, Regency, is giving to the city of Bloomington $1 million to be used towards workforce housing elsewhere.
McKinney says this new development is targeting families on the southwest side of Bloomington and those who work at Crane.
As a community looks at its labor force, there are the policemen, firemen, nurses, others of that income level, and they want to make sure that there is housing available for that income level, and that income level is defined as being workforce housing.
As for the workforce units, applicants can qualify for workforce housing at Adams Village expansion if they work 35 hours a week and make 60 to 120% of area median income. Housing and Neighborhood Development Director Doris Sims explains what that means in real dollars.
Well, we use it to make that calculation are what HUD provides us as affordable income limits. For one person, if you go in household size based on median income, that's 60 to 120% of area median. 60% of area median, if you look on our HUD webpage, for one person is 27.6. And then the top range of 120 for one person is 52,200 for a single person.
Units are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Still, there are people working full-time in retail and restaurants who would not be served by either the new Urban Station or Adams Village expansion because their wages fall below the minimum or because full-time in their industry is just 30 hours a week. And then there's transportation. Both Urban Station and the city's new affordable housing complex planned for Switchyard Park are located on a Bloomington transit route. But the Adams Village expansion location on West Tap Road means their workforce tenants will need a car.
I think most people who fall in the definition of workforce housing should be able to have the income, if they should decide to spend it that way, to have their own personal transportation.
The City Council and the Plan Commission see the development as easily served by the commercial businesses at South Walnut and Country Club Drive, which is true enough if you have a vehicle. Residents on foot, though, will be lugging purchases more than a mile and a half from Lucky's or CVS in any kind of weather. A bus stop is a little closer at 0.9 miles away on Rockport Road. For healthy folks, that distance might not be a problem. For those with a disability, however, the distance might prove more challenging. Bloomington Transit's General Manager Lou May says extending a bus route down Tap Road is not likely to happen anytime soon.
West Tap is an area that we would like to extend service to as far as State Road 37 someday, but it's going to take expansion of our resources to do that, and we don't see that happening in the near term right now. We're heavily reliant on public investment and public taxes for public transportation. It funds about 80% of our total budget, and federal and state are the two biggest funding sources that we have as part of our budget, and we're not seeing any significant growth at the federal or state level. Moreover, we're not seeing any growth at the local level. So, and the prospects for federal and state are not very good. The only increases we see are very minor. They cover inflation, basically. So the best opportunity, I think, for significant expansion of resources for public transit in Monroe County would be something like Senator Stoops' bill that would potentially give Monroe County an opportunity to increase the amount of public investment in transit service. But again, that bill has not made any significant gains at the General Assembly, and until that happens, the prospects for additional funding for transit don't look very good at this time.
Another minor hurdle for pedestrians, Rockport Road currently doesn't have continuous sidewalks. The city does have plans to add sidewalks on the east and west sides of Rockport north of Tap Road. According to the city's website, construction is expected to begin sometime next year. McKinney of Regency Consolidated says he also expects construction will begin in 2018 on the Adams Village expansion and anticipates apartments will be available in the summer of 2019. Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.